It's time for Locker Room Chat with Oskaloosa head football coach Eddie Miner after a 37-6 road victory against Valley Falls. Coach, it's your highest scoring output of the season. It's also your best defensive performance of the season. I mean, and it gets you in the playoffs, more importantly. So congratulations, and just want to get your overall thoughts on the win.
Well, thank you very much. It was a great Friday night for us, and the kids played really well. It took us about a quarter to kind of get going, but we didn't have school on Thursday or Friday, so just kind of, I think, shaking out the cobwebs. But no, they came out and played well, and played like they needed to in order to get the job done. And I was very impressed with the kids last week. We didn't want to get caught up in, we're going to make the playoffs, not make the playoffs, what bracket and yada, yada, yada. And so what we did is Monday we pulled in the older kids and we told them, I said, we're going over this. Coach Whaley went over it 5 minutes and said, that's all we want to talk about it from here on out. So we wanted you guys to see where we're at. These are the scenarios and we won't talk about anything other than Valley Falls for the rest of the week. And that's exactly what they did. And so a huge credit to the players, the seniors, the captains, and all the other players. That's what we did. We just focused on Valley Falls and things turned out well for us.
What does it say about your upperclassmen that they were able to get your message and not only get it, but execute it out on the field?
Oh, it's huge. It means that it's important to them, and that's the key, not just with Oskaloosa High School, but with every high school. If it's important, then people will do the steps and do the things they need to do in order to accomplish the task. Everybody always talks in the educational field and the coaching field, especially about goal setting, goal planning, and then goal achieving. In a small little way, that was kind of indicative of those things. So I was very impressed with him, very proud of him.
Talking about Coy, I mean, he's been such a fantastic athlete all season. How do you feel like he played?
Well, he played really well. He played hurt. His knee got banged up a little bit in McLeod's. And he was limited throughout the week. He still came out, was able to play. And Trenton did a great job, run hard. He needs to protect the football a little bit better. But he knows that. We worked on it. But I thought those two had a great game. And Richie steps up and Gunner steps up. And offensive line, with Laz at center, and with Jesse and
And Coach, you had some really nice plays as well on third and long. You guys were able to make some conversions and get some of those going. What were some things that were going right executing on some of those plays?
You hit the nail on the head with the word executing. We just executed the plays. And actually, we've had the plays that we ran. We've had them all year. We've run some of them before and some of them we haven't. But we knew on third down situations, they're going to bring a lot of pressure. So we were able to sneak in a little bit of we just called our Z-stick with Gunner. He made a couple of nice catches for us. And then the kids, when we weren't running the Z-stick and did something else, they just, like I said, everybody executed, did what they needed to do. And Trent, at times, had to make shift and give himself some time. He did a really good job on that. Made a nice throw one time, actually, to Hunter Miller, for a nice little sideline catch and a touchdown. But the kids just executed and competed and played hard and did the things that they needed to do. It's always nice. I love playing Jefferson County teams. I wish we had a Jefferson County league again because it just, every week it'd be a rivalry week and it just makes it more fun, more exciting, and the kids seem to be a little bit better tuned in on that stuff. But I was proud of them. They played hard and I was happy for them that they got the W and I was happy for my coaches because I know how hard they work as well too. And so it was good all the way around. I was happy and pleased for Oskaloosa High School and the community of Oskaloosa.
Here with Oskaloosa head football coach Eddie Miner. And, Coach, you guys have a game coming up here against a well-coached Centralia team who has had some issues with some injuries with their quarterback, Jacob Flinney, but he is back now, and he's balling out. I mean, the team is still – it feels like they haven't really skipped a beat. They lost the game to Garden Plain when Flinney missed pretty much the entirety of that game, but he came back. He's been playing well, and their defense has continued to be rock solid all season long. It's kind of what they do. What are some things that you know about the Centralia squad?
Well, I know that they've won state 4 years, and And, you know, and you've had a consistent coaching staff, and, you know, the head coach before he was the head coach, he was assistant coach, and you know, they do what they do, and they do it well, and they just worry about what they do. That's, you know, it doesn't matter who they've faced. They just, they can concern themselves with themselves and, you know, with their players getting better. And the same thing, same message we try to tell our kids. But, you know, when you've been in that upper caliber of the playoff system that many times, you got to figure about how many extra practices they get every year. So the deeper you go into the playoffs, the more practices you get. And when you get more practices one year, it has carryover effect for the next, and so on and so forth. And that's why winning begets winning. And you know, they're a solid team. You know, we've got our work cut out for us. They don't, we kind of call them like McLeod too, except, you know, it's just another step in the rung towards, you know, our ultimate goal. And our ultimate goal has always been a state championship, regardless of what happens. And so it's going to be a tough game, you know, and the one positive is I know John Riggins is from there. John Riggins being a KU guy, me being a KU guy, and, you know, and him, you know, being a Hall of Famer, it's pretty cool. It'd be neat to go down there. But, you know, we're practicing just for Centralia, just like we would if it was anybody else. And you know, we know that we have to do our best and play our best brand of football and you know, see what happens.
Coach, thank you so much for your time today and all throughout the season. Really appreciate it. And best of luck against Centralia.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And thank you to you.
That was Oskaloosa head football coach Eddie Miner here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by PFRN Realty.